as follows.
The tefillah is sort of the channel through which the brachas flow. It can't be, it doesn't happen without tefillah. And I mentioned the other day the Gemara in Nida. It's kedai to emphasize that. In today's troubled times with the economy, everybody's talking about the economy. It says, "Ma'i yasah odem v'yasasher." That's the Gemara's good shiloh. What should a person do if he wants to make money, if he wants to become rich? It doesn't mean v'yasasher that he has to have luxuries v'yasasher. He needs to chayim shaloisha v'chovet. So the Gemara says that there are two things and they don't work one without the other. One is Yisov Eden Be'amuna, and for that, I boy say it's quite a job, because a person has to learn through Chashem Mishpat those areas of halacha that are shaykh to Yisov Eden Be'amuna, and know how he has to deal the kinyonim, the buying, the selling, Hilchus Chiris Poyolim, Hilchus, Shutfim, contracts and everything. A person has to know what his obligations are, his chiyuvim. That's the Yisav Yidin Be'amuna. And the other one is Yispala L'misha Ha'oishav HaMechosam Shaloi. And the Gemara says, K'mashmulon Deho B'loiho Loi Sagi. And Ho B'loiho Loi Sagi means that you have to have tefillah. It's an ikuv. It doesn't work without tefillah. So it's echt that a person should have a bracha waiting for him in Shamayim, and it should wait and wait for a long, long time, and maybe never come. Why? Because he didn't have tefillah. Reb Moshe Zatzal came to Terev Das a few times. And the times were to speak for Chinuch Atzmoy. Abaran came. He came to speak for Chinuch Atzmoy. But he spoke about in Yonim, Ha'indem Ruin Shaloylo. Yeah, not Dafke, just for Chinuch Atzmoy. The things that Moshe said is that we daven Shemoneh Esrei, so the tendency is to have big kavone by Binyonim Ruchniyim. Slach lono vino ki chotonu. Ah, a person is crying for Choylim Revoeinu Hashem. But you talk about Kibbutz Golis, Kabbash Shefa Golis, and so on. Right, Hashiveinu. But the main bracha of the whole Shemoneh Esrei is the one that people have the least kavona by, and that's Boruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Hashana Zos V'Eskomen Esrei Sol Toivim, because that's the importance of that is the whole Shemoneh Esrei is like Soichlu Al Hadom, like Soichlu Ad She'ata Mispal Al Dimchem. What's dimchem? Dimchem is your parnosa, your blood, your food that you need. And that's the ikar tefillah. And the most important, because the other things we all recognize, that Hashem is Baruch, he's the moichel v'soleach, he's choinen le'odom da'az. Who then does it? He makes kibbutz golius, he makes all the dvorim ruchniyim le'ir shalayev yichav yichav toshav of shmak ha'leinu. Everything is with the Ribbono Shel. But that the parnosa should be in the hands of the Ribbono Shel is something that a person has to be put koyach and passion into, to be mispal, and to realize, to recognize it, that it's not koyach v'yotzem, the tricks that he's thinking of during Shemoneh Esrei. When a person during Shemoneh Esrei is thinking of all the plans that he's going to do, how he's going to outsmart the Ribbono Shel and get a different kind of parnosa than the Ribbono Shel has planned for him. Maybe by doing things which the Ribbono Shel not too happy about. So imagine what kind of kavona there is from beginning to end. The tzaoka to Hashem is Baruch is that keil toiv who made the who Baruch the parnosa is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch. So the ho b'loi ho loi sagi. There has to be that tzaoka. Then the godless of this posik is the importance is to emphasize by a Seder, by Pesach, that's where the chinuch takes place. I spoke about that last time. So the Iker chinuch to the children, the Mesoira, Dor Achar Dor, is this night. That's Yigal Tal Avincha, by Yom Ahu. Of course there's chinuch all year long, and of course there's even Zecher Yitzchus Mitzrayim all year, right? Twice, Shachris, and Meirev, Balelos, Halacha Yitzchus. Hachadorsha ben Zoyna, Dorsha. But the tefillah is all year long too. But the mesora of what the essence of Klal Yisrael is Pesach by night. That's the essential there. So Vanitzak, after that, that's the mesora that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought. Saved Klal Yisrael, took it a moment of time because of the Ta'oka. So, what would be with the schedule of Arba Me'ashona, Acher Chen Yetzer B'Chush Godel, all the promises and everything? So, how would that be Makuyim? If there would be no Tefillah, the Terence says that Baruch Shalom made a Kushi Hashibut. Then you would follow whether you like it or not. You scream, right? Somebody could be very stoic and never screams, but you give him a good enough pinch, so he'll scream whether he's stoic or not. You can understand that to ring out the tzaoka is part of the kushi hashibu. Vanitzak al Hashem lekeilu v'etzeinu. Vayishma Hashem et koleinu. Vayaras anyeinu v'yasam aleinu v'tzlachteinu. We'll see each thing as we pick it up. Vanitzak al Hashem lekeilu v'etzeinu. Kemo she'nemar. It was during these many years. Right, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether it was a new para or the Nischat Shuk Zeir Yosef. Okay. Atal Shavosom Elokim and Havoida. That's the pasuk. Their screams went up to the Ribbono Shel Olam because of all the hard work. I said this in the past when I was a youngster. So we used to go to. He came here when I was 8 years old, Björnson Steif, the Rav of the Wiener Kehila. And he was Nifta when I was 18. I came back then from Faguda. And that was the day of his levaya. So I think I went to every drasha that he said. One Shabbos HaGodol drasha and one Shabbos Shuvah drasha. Two drashas a year, like the older Rabbonim did. So he said that there were two goliaths, there were two shibudim that Yidden had in Mitzrayim. One was a shibud of they're goofing, right? Literally, beforech, avoid the harm of orechus, umashaberes, it's a goof. And the lachats and the torture and everything. But one was a shibud of the neshama. They even weren't able to give over the Torah, the Mesorah that they learned from the Ovesak Tosha. The door that came down to Mitzrayim was the Shivtei Kohen and Yaakov Avinu. And They had all the chochmah, all the Torah that you could have, but it was lost because they were squeezed to the point where they didn't think about these things, and their neshamas were in a golus. There was a golus haneshama just as well as a golus haguf. But when they screamed and they were misfal, what did they scream for? They screamed for the golus haguf, for the pain, for the suffering. That's why they cried. So that tefillah wasn't answered because they didn't realize that there was something that was much more painful and much more depriving to them, which was the Golus HaNeshama. But finally, by Yomim HaRabim, after many years, they began to realize the real deprivation, the real anius, the real, like the pasuk said before, vayanunu, right? Hovanes chakmaloi, and the hovanes chakma really was the golus haneshama. It was what Paroi in the Mitzvah wanted to achieve. They keep the Yidden from realizing who they are. They keep the Yidden from having that core that they're the highest neshamas, that they're the essence of Bries HaOlam, that they're close to Hashem Yisburach. All the milos that Klal Yisrael had, to just squeezing them without allowing them to think. Then they began to realize that that was the real Golus, and they began to scream for that. And Rabbi Yonason Steif said, I still remember it as if I would have heard it yesterday, when he said, Tal Shavosim Elokim in Havoida, Das Kishrei Tzigetlichkeit in Och Heche Gegangen, wie Das Kishrei wegen der Havoida. Tal Shavosim Elokim, that's how you go. Das Shavosim Elokim, the Shavon about the Lakus, that's what they were missing. Tal, it went higher, Minu Havoida. And then Vayar Lakim is Bnei Yisrael Vayed Lakim. That's a more than a thought. And Tal Shavosim Lakim and Havoid. And sometimes a Yid really has to feel deprived. A Yid sometimes has business day and night, right? He's successful. He'll tell you, he graduated law school, now he has a tremendous job in a big firm. When is do you ever have people tell to you? Do you know what question to ask them? When do you come home by night? Right? The first year guys and second and third, they give them work till 12, 1 o'clock. Sometimes they sleep over in the office. And they feel lucky. They're able to work. Look at all these people who are unemployed, who are out of a job. What happens? Torah Matei. What happens to a person in business? Tag und Nacht. Sitting and talking to him and maybe saying over a nice word. All of a sudden he'll whip out his cell phone. Send this and this chayyah to him, but don't tell him. He won't send him another thing unless he pays in advance, because where's the money? All of a sudden, yeah, will we hold him? Right? The mind is double track. A person has to have that total concentration, undivided. It's Elohim. But somehow the Golus could be even without Avoida. The Avoida of Avoida's Perach, naturally. He's so shokua in his worldly concerns that the mind can't be wrapped up in his Avoida's Hashem. If he would realize that he's like right now, like an Eved in Mitzrayim, his shibud haneshama is all the way, despite the fact that he's prosperous. I remember a guy who was he couldn't go into his business for a couple of months. Why? He was tied up in legal troubles. So I saw him a few times during this period of time. He was sitting and learning. He couldn't do anything else. And he started telling me over. He learned this and that, and told me a word. And Baruch Hashem, the legal troubles were over and ended up well for him. He was back. And, the Shavosim El Olakim wasn't being realized. Tal Shavosim Elokim, das Kishreit Zigetlichkeit, cried to Elokim, went higher, Tal, Avoid. Yishma Hashem is Kaleinu. The Rebbein Shalom heard our voices. Kamosha Nema, Vayishma Elokim is Nakosam. Vayishkar Elokim is Brisoy, is Avram, is Yitzchak, is Yankov, and it's Poshet in the words. I don't have to explain it to you. The Baruch Shalom remembers all the time. The Baruch Shalom is Zoicher Hanashkoches, right? That's what we, how we end the middle bracha of the Musaf Shmoneser and Rosh Hashanah, Zichronos. The Baruch Shalom is Zoicher Hanashkoches. He knows everything. It's not shaykh that he should, we forget. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget. And he's aware of it all the time. But the bris with Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, there has to be something that, like I said before, opens up the channels for the kiyum habris. Right, the Ribbono Shel'olam's answer dealing with us is something that just doesn't happen. We have to generate it. We have to trigger it, pull it off, and that's through tzaaka. Yishma Hashem is koleinu. And nakosa. Nakosa means it has to come from the heart. There has to be some pain. I think I said recently, and maybe I said it in the Haggadah last year too, but I always say it over. It's one of my, Margul Bapume. Chazal say that kosher. Many things is kikriyas yamsef, right? Zivuge shel adam is an oitzer shel adam. And the kovav shel, there's a whole list in the Gemara. It's kosher kikriyas yamsef. What's so kosher about kriyas yamsef? Rabbeinu Shlom is, finds it difficult to make kriyas yamsef. He can do anything, he makes the world. He says, there's more chidushim in the growth of a single seed. Maybe then there isn't Kriyas Yamsef. What's kosher? So I always say that the kosher is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Kriyas Yamsef unless there was participation from the people. There had to be an action of Naminodah. And there has to, or Sheva Pinyamin, or whoever it was, Chazal that jumped into the water. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been a Kriyas Yamsef. There had to be the Pischu LiPesach Kichudish Al Machad V'ani Yeftach Lochem. And that's kosher. To wait for a Baal Bechira to do what he has to do to overcome his Yetzirah, to do the Maasei Ha'odom. That's kosher, because the Baruch Shalom is waiting for us. So I touched it right into the Pesach. And I'm sure there are some of you who heard it from me a dozen times and more. Like, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Matit Sakeloi, Dabril Neisrol Yisrael. You're screaming to me. You want me to make Kriyas Yamsef? I'm ready. But Dabril Neisrol Yisrael, that's your problem. Get them to do their part. And that's the kosher. Understand? So if we have to do our part, Yishmael Akim is Nakosam, and sometimes the part is Tfilah. And Vayizkir Akim is Brisoyas Avram is Yitzchak is Yankov, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of releases the Bris. The Bris is pent up, the Bris is waiting, it's exploding, it's being held back. And the Kiyum HaBris comes only with the Maisa on our part to generate the Kiyum HaBris. Vayaras on Yenu, Zuprishis Derecheres. K'mosh ha'nemar v'yar l'kim es b'nei Yisroel v'yedo l'kim. Pishas d'recheretz means he kept apart the husbands and wives from each other and caused a personal pain that can't be spoken about. It's Torah Shabbat Sinai. So v'yar l'kim es b'nei Yisroel and v'yedo l'kim. V'yedo l'kim means only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Right? Other things are unknown. You have a pain, you tell someone. Right? I have this trouble, that trouble, whether it's a pain in the body or in the womanness or in some other kind of problem, so you tell people. But when it's something that's intimate that it can't be spoken about, so then it's Vayeda L'Kim, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Understand? That's the and V'Sam Aleinu Elo HaBonim. If Poshut Pshat in Posik, it means the person puts koyach into his children. Right? Asher tipachti v'ribisi oivai chilom. That's the Posik in Eichot. Tipachti v'ribisi, a child you spend years, you know, taking care of a child and bringing him up and trying him to develop him, and it's every inch of the way. It's omel. But l'chol hapochus, you hope to see out of the omel that they should grow a mensch with not just the physical person, but a person who reflects the values and the chinuch that you give him. What happens when he's thrown into the yam? But Chazal told us the Gemara de Kazach, Bayar Esonyenu, the precious Derecheretz, right? That's the private, untold suffering. Esamaleinu means what, when you're omel, you expect to see something from it in the future. Right? The Pasuk says in Koheles, Ulmi ani omel, umechaser esnavshi mitoivo. For whom am I working? For whom am I struggling? You struggle in the hope that something's going to come from your struggle. That's the reason why a person struggles. Otherwise, why not take it easy? Right? Retire, lay down in the sun. He tells us you can't. You have to work, you have to support your family, you have to bring up your children. The struggle is always something that you hope will bring a toyelos, a future from. That's always omo. Amalena. Ulemi anim omel. A person looks to the future and he doesn't see anything. He doesn't see that it's all worthwhile. For whom am I struggling? And I'm depriving myself, right? I could have done this to please myself and that, toivo. And I'm depriving myself. Why? So that I should ultimately achieve something. Every time the word omel is used, it means something that you hope to achieve. That's why it's Elu HaBonim, because the Bonim, you hope that that's something that you could create and produce and see nachas from. Eh? Anybody who uses the word nachas, right, doesn't mean aluf nachas, aluf zerach, you know, it means children, future. Es alohatzeinu zu hatchak, k'mo shenem gamer isi es alachatz eshe mitzrayim loich te moisa. And this is very kedai over here to emphasize what the chak means. The chak means that a person doesn't have his mind. He's not in possession of it. The most precious possession that a person has is his mind. But what happens when his mind is under pressure? Rahman Lislon, my father, Rav Hashalom, was suffering at the end. He had a growth in the brain. So I asked the doctor, is it a benign growth or is it a malignant? What's the difference? Benign just grows, but it doesn't invade any of the neighboring organs. Malignant, the growth invades everything. It moves from place to place. So the doctor told me it's really no difference. He says the danger, the growth in the brain, is not because of what it's going to invade. The danger of the growth is that it squeezes out the brain. It pushes, it squeezes the brain, literally to a point where it can't function any longer. So what's a chiluk if it's benign or malignant? In different parts of the body, okay. So the growth could be there for benign growth, and it could be a heavy, big bulk in an afflopicane. It's not going to make life impossible. The brain, it just squeezes it to a point where it's non-functional. And that's actually what happened. But squeezing the brain physically, Rabbi say, is something, you know, terrible thing if it happened. The cure of the cholim. But there's some kind of squeezing pressure that we put on our brain, which is just as bad, perhaps, because it makes the brain non-functional. And here a person could talk and smile, he could do anything. He sounds like he's... But his brain is non-functional. Why? Because it's under such pressure that he loses 90% of his... of his reality, of his life force, because of the pressure. Now, what is pressure, Rabbi say? Some things are just, you can't control it. But a human being has that koyach and has that right. It's a privilege and a power to be able to lift the pressure off him. There are people who are sameach b'chelkoi no matter what their problems are. And they're able to think, and they're able to come up with reasoning, with chedushim, with ideas, and they're able to communicate their ideas to others, and despite the pain, because they're able to isolate their faculties from the pressure that makes it impossible for other people. Other people are crushed. They can't do anything. They're constantly worried about their problems. And sometimes the problems for the ordinary person is just impossible. It's the one in a thousand who's able to carry himself from Gadalta Yomer and Mamta Yol Kalamasim. That's the end of the Dvorim Harbe, the list of Dvorim Harbe, Koloisim. Patar Lishmo Zachel Dvorim Harbe. So the final. Highest level, umigadaltoi umiramamtoi ulkawamasa. You can take a person and make him sort of above it all. We use the same word in English. He's above it all. He's able to rise above his troubles. But for many people, their troubles, and sometimes the pressure comes from small things. The person could have stubbed his toe and pain in his toe just robs him of his ability to think, or to tolerate, or to be nice, or to be patient. And the deprivation is called pressure. And that was the tachlis of the whole leman anoisoi b'sevloisa. It was there to make Yidden so pressured and so unthinking that they couldn't realize who they were. I told you this, I think, last time around, for sure, because it's also one of the things that, you know, really comes to my mind all the time. I mentioned the fellow that I originally heard it from, and since then I saw a few different neschois. He said that this... hunter came back from the hills and on the way home he passed by a small farm, and the farmer was an older his eyes a nearsighted farmer. He couldn't see too much in front of him, but he did his work faithfully. Took care of the chickens, took care of the cows. And the hunter stopped and he saw a very, very strange sight. He saw the whole barnyard filled with chickens pecking and running back and forth. And there was one very strange looking bird among the chickens. So he wanted to find out more about it. He went to the farmhouse and knocked on the door. The old farmer came out and he asked, "What's that bird out there with the chickens?" "Oh," the old farmer said, "he gives me a lot of trouble." He said, "There was once a chicken egg that must have been laid by a much bigger chicken than usual. And it took a long, long time to hatch, but eventually it hatched. And there was this strange chicken over there. I have to feed it much more than the others. But I hope one day to be able to take him to the shochet. So the farmer went back into his house, and this hunter went back to where he stood and watched, and he spoke to the bird, and he said to the bird, "Who's going to inform you that you're not a chicken? Who's going to reveal to you that you're an eagle, that your purpose in this world is not to peck among the pebbles and the seeds in the barnyard like the others, that you know of nothing besides those others. Your purpose is to fly to the top of the mountains and to impress the world who looks at you with your grace and with your power and beauty." And many times there are people in the world who don't realize that they're not chickens. They should be flying the heavens. A yidden with a koyach and a shaman, a godless. Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Instead, they grow up in a world of chickens. They grow up in a big barnyard, called Wall Street and wherever it is. All your big walls and redders. Collapse of one of those walls in Wall Street. And Yidna could go into business, but Yidna, their business shouldn't be part of them. Their asokim shouldn't control them. Understand, the lachats, the pressures that they have shouldn't enslave them and shouldn't shrink them, that they should end up not being able to understand anything spiritual, which is what happened to the Yidden in Mitzrayim. V'loi shomu el Moshe mikoy tzeruach, from a shrunken spirit, u'me'avoy d'akosha. Well, that's what it was. He understood the holiday. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Derech shloshes yomim ne'elch b'midbor v'nezavachnu l'Hashem l'keirah." That they understood. Everybody understands you need a vacation. But then Moshe Rabbeinu was given a second message, "V'oir ol Avraham al Yitzchak v'al Yaakov," and that message was, "V'lokachti eschem l'ilom." And they couldn't hear it, because the Koytzer Ruach doesn't allow them to hear such things. And that's the lachatz. The lachatz is the worst form of shibud in the world. It takes a person and he has nothing else on his mind but his problems, his pressures. He has to get to the Ger Rebbe in Poland, what they call today the Imre Emes. So he once said that, why do Chazal say that the worst form of Misa is dying of thirst? So he said, because when a person dies of any other death, before he dies, he's thinking of what's he going to do on the Olam HaEmes, or within V'cheshbon, he's thinking of HaKoros HaTov to the Ribono Shel Olam, he's thinking of very high, serious, important thoughts. But the person who's dying of thirst thinks of nothing but a drink of water. It robs him of every other thought that he can have. That's why they called it the worst. That's the Gam Rilisi as Allah has Hashem Mitzrayim Lochatz in Maisa. Yetzienu Hashem Mitzrayim B'yot Chazoka V'Sorei Netuya V'Moyer Godel V'Oisus V'Moisa. That's the next posik in the four psukim of Hayama Yovidovi. For Yotzeinu Hashem in Mitzrayim, first Yotzeinu Mitzrayim be'etzim, and the fact that it was Al Yidei Hashem Yisborach. And first, that's the Baal HaGodah Darshan, Lo Yal Yidei Maloch, V'lo Yal Yidei Sorov, Lo Yal Yidei Shaliach, Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydo v'yatzmai, four things. What's a malach, what's a soref, Rabbi Zin? Of course, in Yeshaya and in Yecheskel, you have all the stories of the malachim and the serafim and the chilukim, different levels of malachim. I want to emphasize something else entirely. A malach is always a shliach. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is the malach. Vayishlach malach v'yotzeinim Mitzrayim, Chazal says Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the shliach. The shliach who represents the Baruch Shalom is a malach. Every malach does so. And the Rambam emphasizes that when a big wind comes, a storm wind, that's a malach. No? As I state in Pasuk, Oysa malach of ruchos. Right? The Eberste sends the wind with the shlichus. And if we don't realize it, we think the malach, the ruach zohor is in the province of the weatherman. Or some kind of jet stream, or some kind of this and that. And a couple of years ago, there was a fall with one hurricane after the other. Four hurricanes hit Florida. Some of them with such violence that it was unheard of. But there were two hurricanes. One drowned the whole city of New Orleans. And after that came a hurricane that was even bigger and more fierce than the one that drowned New Orleans. That very same summer, fall. But it sat there on the Gulf of Mexico, and everybody all around knew the parts of the United States. You could see the photographs. You see Louisiana coming out, and you see the border of Texas, and you see on this side Florida. You could see even the Yucatan on the bottom of Gulf of Mexico. And this monstrous spiral stretches from the United States down, cover the entire Gulf of Mexico. But it sat there for a couple of days. And of course, nobody knows. In one moment, it could all of a sudden give a turn and then start moving again. And it could drown 100 cities of Texas. And everybody was just... Nope. Exactly, yes, somebody then, if they ever saw a malach. And the Pasuk says that we charba shlufa biyodai netuya al Yerushalayim. Did you ever see a malach with a charba shlufa biyodai? No? Who was eicha to see a malach? Right? When Hogar saw a malach, it was only... I saw a malach. Take a look in the picture, in the headlines, in the papers. That hurricane perched over the Gulf of Mexico, which has the charba shlufa biyodai in the most horrible way. It just drowned, just like it did to New Orleans. Right, this one was able to... 50 cities like that were in danger of being wiped out. And then what happened? I think perhaps after the first one, it's like this and like that. That's what happened. So the second one, people already started, doing tshuva and crying, and maybe there was a little bit of a nitzak there. I don't know, but all of a sudden the huge, monstrous malach, Oysa malach of Ruchas, right? Just broke apart and disappeared. Nothing happened. And when it finally hit land, it was a shadow of itself. So, the malach is a shliach. Every time the word malach means a shliach. Everything happens through malach. Loyal de Sorov. A Sorov is a burning malach. Sorov is oinshim. The malachim that bring diseases, that bring earthquakes, that bring yiga behorim v'yashonim. Right? Eruption. Those are srofim. Srofim burn. Right? A Sorov is not a shliach. The Sorev is a fire. And the fire destroys and burns. Yitzias Mitzrayim had both things in it. Yitzias Mitzrayim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Klal Yisroel. And Yitzias Mitzrayim means the Bechol, Elohim Mitzrayim, Esa Shvotim. Right? Makas Bechor is all the Makas. Chamishim Messiah Makas. Right? We'll have later. Evra Vazam, Vitzora, Vashlachas. Right? Malachi Ruim. So those are Asrofit. And the Shail is, so Yitzias Mitzrayim through the Yidden, right? Could have been Al Yidei Malach. Malach could have been, right? That's what they were supposed to come into Eretz Yisrael. If not for Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, right? Ki yelech malochi lefanecha veheviyacha. We're finished. Right? And the Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal l'main panecha holchemal. Right? So the Malach could have taken Yidden out of Mitzrayim. No, loyal de Malach. The Sorev could have punished the Mitzrayim. Loyal de Sorev. Okay? That's why it's loyal de Malach, loyal de Sorev. Loyal de Shaliach, like the case is Hashaliach. Right? Like you have in the next piece. Ani v'loy Hashaliach with the hay. Because there are certain malachim, the Ramban says that Hashaliach refers to the highest malachim that have a derech klal, like they're called sorim. Ela kodesh baruch bechvoido v'yatzma. Shanema v'avarti b'yatz Mitzrayim b'lai lo hazev, v'ikesi kol v'chor b'yatz Mitzrayim b'adabad behema v'cholahim Mitzrayim as ha-shvotim. Ani Hashem, so they're four mutim, right? Levat v'ez Mitzrayim, ani v'loy malach. He kesi kol v'chor, ani v'loy sorav. V'v'chalehi Mitzrayim, es ha-shvotem, ani v'loy ha-shaliach. Ani Hashem, ani hu v'loy achim. We have to understand that this pasuk is telling us a moradik yisoid. Without this pasuk, without this v'yavarti, right? And before, when it says v'yotzeinu Hashem, we would think that Yitzias Mitzrayim has a tachlis. What's the tachlis? To get Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Okay. Another tachlis, to punish the mitzvah, right? And everything else that happened. So good. But that doesn't need to be shalom, right? Anihu v'loy achir. Yitzias Mitzrayim has a much bigger tachlis, and that's to be megala Hashem Yisburach. Right? There were many things that happened before Yitzias Mitzrayim in the world. Many things that happened after. And but they weren't there for his galus. They were there for oinshin, or they were there for toivus. They were there for schar. So if they're there for schar of oinshin, or to do something very important, so, who takes care of that? Malacha, Srofa, right? Something very big for the whole world is Hashaliach. But that's all when the purpose is the tachlis that it's coming to accomplish. If someone, right, comes to visit me, so he comes and he brings the Shalach Monet, so he brings something else. Right? What is it that makes me happy? What is it? The Iker is he came, my friend came. Understand? It's not the fact that he brought me something. If he would come without bringing Vatach Kiven good, I have plenty Tom and Tash and tea. The extra Om and Tash is not going to make a difference. It sure it'll make a difference, because it'll make it that much more to give away. But the Rebbeinu Shlom brought, made Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Tachlis, of course, take the Yidden out of Avdas, give them Rechush Godel, give them the Torah, punish the mitzvah, right? All the dayanos, everyone. Ilu this and ilu that. But the tachlis is the appearance of their Ribbono Shel'Olam. Ani Hashem, ani hu v'lo yacher. The tachlis is that the Yidden are able to say Zekeli ben Veyu, and that they're able to realize that they're the Am Hashem, that's the Am HaNivcher, and they're able to be margish that the entire world is nothing but the reflection of Ratzon Hashem. And to see that because nature is not nature, but nature is merely something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed. The Horaya, when he decides, he takes the laws of nature that we seriously study about and we know the rules and how they work. And when we're all finished, so we think we got it all figured out. But the person who's really on a high level, who he knows that those rules are merely HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system that it's in his hands to change and to adapt and to rework at will. And the person who understands that, the Yochid, the one in a million and a billion who understands that, to him nature means nothing. Take a look at what Reb Chanina ben Dosa, right? He said, Misha Omar L'Shem V'Yadlik, V'Yayim Al-Chomitz V'Yadlik. No one, it's against the laws of nature for vinegar to burn. But for a person for whom there are no laws of nature, because he realizes that Shemen is also merely an expression of HaKadosh Baruch. That was the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to give us a glimpse into Hashem Yisborach. Without seeing Hashem Yisborach, it's a keli, it can't be seen. But l'chol hapachas, the realization that the entire Bria is nothing more than an expression of Ratzon Hashem, and that's His presence. Everything is His presence. That's why it says, Anihu v'lo yacher. There had to be such a disruption to the world, such a breaking up of the whole natural system, to bring to a realization that there is no natural system. Where the natural system ceases to function, so there's no natural system. If it ceases to function, that means there's something behind it that's functioning. Yot chazok zu hadevek. Kmo shenema, hine yad Hashem hoyo b'miknecha asher basode, basusim b'chamorim, b'gmalim, b'boker, v'atsoin, devek kovid miyad. It's a very interesting thing. I think I said this too in the past here. B'yot chazok zu hadevek, l'chayr, it's a pella. Of all the makis, why b'davke devek? Dam, tzvadei, akinim, right? Or devek, Shrein and Dever is just smack in the middle. It's not even the most important Makavi, the most important one is Makas Bukharis, because when he gave the Hasruah to Pari in the beginning, he said, Hine Anochi Hori Gez Bincha Bukharecha. One. What is Dever? Yod Chazok Zuha Dever. And of course, we say because it's Yad Hashem. Yeah, that's why Yod Chazok, because the word Yad is being used. Right? It fits in with what I had said last year. I told you that, I mean, we're going to have that later, that Kamaloku Be'etzpa, right? Eser Makos. And Kamaloku, the Yod is the Chamishim, there are five fingers to a hand. So I told you that an etzba is used to demonstrate. An etzba points, because the tachlis of all the makas was not to destroy. The tachlis was to teach. That's why by most of the makas it says, L'man teidun. Right? L'man tesapir v'yoz nevincha. V'yodu mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. One after the other. So the maka is the demonstration. It's done by etzba. It's a pointer. This. See. Don't slip up on taking notice of it's meant to teach. The etzba is used to teach, whereas the hand is used to for power. The Kriyas Yamsuf was a hand, Yod HaGdoilo, it's the hand of power. the Yod Chazoka, there was one marker that was the hand of power. Which was that? That was the Devar. It's very interesting because. Right, but that's to the Yidden. But the Devar. No. I'll show you a pasuk that you'll jump when you hear the not by the Devar. It doesn't say that. And not by the Shechin, but by the Borod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ki ato sholachti es yodi vo'ach oischo v'yes amcho v'dover. The Devar was a Devar that could have killed out the Mitzvah too. Whatever disease there is, it wasn't like, you know, the Gemara says in Baba Kama that an odom is le'mazel in the Behem is less le'mazel. So the Devar wasn't a particular animal disease. The Devar was a disease that was contagious enough and human enough to kill everybody. And ki ato sholachti es yodi vo'ach oischo v'yes amcho v'dover. That Devar, which I brought before, that Devar would have wiped out all the mitzvah. What happened during the Devar is more miraculous. Is that it stopped? Ki ato shalach v'ulam ba'avur zoyf hem madticha ba'avur har oischo es korchi ulaman saper shmi v'chol ha'oret. So you see, the mark of Devar was the mark that was ready to wipe out all the mitzvah. It was like that second hurricane I told you about. Right? It was ready, there, all the power, everything. And if the first wiped out one city, the second would have done it to 100. So the Yad Hashem in the Devar was the Yad without the punishment. Do you understand? Sholachti es Yodi, the Yad was held back. It was a Yad that was held back. Hine Yad Hashem. This Yad Hashem, this Yad Hashem, which is the Yad, the Yod HaGdoilu, which is killing out all the Mitzrayim, the Evra Vazan with Tzorah Mishlachas Malchayoyim. Yeah. That Yad didn't happen by the Devar. The Yad was held back. Right? Ki ato shalachti es Yodi. I could have released my Yad. So what happened? Hine Yad Hashem hoya b'makna. The Yad Hashem was chal on the animals. Right? Hine Yad Hashem, you'll see a Yad. You'll see such a Yad that could wipe you all out. You'll see a Yad v'charba shlufa. You'll be staring death in the face. You'll see it right in front of you. You see the disease in the animals is not an animal disease. Boom! It's not the hoof and mouth disease for the... What do they call that? The Dutch elm disease, something in the trees. It's a marker that's a human marker. Hine Yad Hashem. And that's v'ach oischo v'es amcho sholachti es yodi. Pliadik v'dover. V'ulam v'avu zois hemadaticha. There's a bigger koich to stop. It's ki'ilu raboisai if there's a disease, a little germ, and there's a plague, and there's a danger of wiping out half the world. And then all of a sudden, there's a cure comes, some antibody, boom, and knocks it out. Which is the bigger koyach, the plague or the antibody? Which is the bigger nest? Which is the bigger plea? The cure is a much bigger plea because it's the nature of the devil to spread without a stop. So the Yad Hashem is there. The plea is to hold it back. Sholachti es yodi v'ach oischo v'yesamcho v'avur zois hematticho v'avur har oischo es koichi. Where is the koichi? Huh? The koichi is the v'avur zois hematticho. The hafladike koich Hashem. Yigdal no koich Hashem kasher dibarto leimar Hashem erech hapayam rav chesed v'emes. That's the koich Hashem. You hear that?
That's a new taitch in the pasuk, but it's pilei ploy. Biyod chazoka zu hadever is the yad, but without it was the tuya. But it was held back with a bigger koyach. Ata sholachti yas yodi. This is the yad. You're seeing it. Watch the yad. Watch it sweep through the animals, one after another. Ping. And bavur zoyis hem adeticha bavur haroischas koichi. The koyach is the koyach. The koyach to hold back the midas adin. That's what the pasuk is used for. No. Yigdal no koyach Hashem. Kasher dibarto Hashem erech apayim rav chesed v'emes. That's the koyach Hashem. The koyach is to hold back. The gvur is to hold back the makah that's already there. And the makah is already flying. It's a makah mishulachas. And the yad is holding it back. Yeah. I'll tell you something else about this. You think into it. You see a moradik azachar, boy said. The only time in the Torah where there are five words in a row beginning with a beis. The other places in Tanakh, but not in the Torah. Okay? There are five words in a row beginning with a beis. You see that? Basode, basusim, bachamorim, bagmalim, babokar. Yeah? Hine yad Hashem hoya b'miknecho asher. Keep going for the next five words. Basode, basusim, bachamorim, bagmalim, babokar. Later on, it says, Elu Eser Makar, Shevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMitzvah. Dover Acher, Vashtet, V'yod Chazoka, Shtayim. Bizroya Netuya, Shtayim. That's in the three lines later. V'moira Godoil, Shtayim. V'oisois, one word, it's not Shtayim, but it's plural. Oisois, Shtayim. V'moisim, Shtayim. Elu Eser Makos Shevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMitzvah Mitzrayim. So how are the Eser Makos composed of? Five Shtayims. There are five Shtayims. Elu Eser. Okay? We always think of three groups. Tzach, Hadash, V'Achav. But it says over here, Dover Acher. Right? Shtayim. Elu Eser Makos. The Eser Makos is, right? What's the Yod Chazoko that's koilu all the Elu Eser Makos? The Dever. Yod Chazoko Zu HaDever. And in the Yod Chazoko Zu HaDever, which was held back, Bavu Zoyis Her Madaticho, Bavu HaRoyis Res Koichi, in the Yod Chazoko, what do you see there? Five bases. Five times. Yeah. It's a plea de gazach. Five shtayims. That's the next line in the Agoda. Tove Acher. V'yot chazoka shtayim. Right? Mizraya netuya shtayim. V'moya godel shtayim. V'oysa shtayim. V'moysim shtayim. There are five bases. And that's the five bases inside the Makah of Dever. So this Makah of Dever, which contains the power to wipe out all the mitzvah. And the bigger moifis, bavur haroishches koichi, to hold back the devil. Like I said. So that makah contains all eser makahs. That's why it's the Yad Hashem. Right? And you know what the word, what's the word, what goes after the word Yad Hashem? Hoya. Hoya. Right? Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vov Kei. What's Yad Hashem? The Yad is the Oynesh. What's Yudkei Vavkei? The Shem of Rachman. Hine Yad Hashem. Here is the Yad Hashem. Sholachti es Yodi v'acho ischo v'yashamcho v'adove. V'ulam bavu zois hem adeticha bavu haroschis koichi. That's Hoyo. The Yad Hashem is held back with the Shem of Vaya, the Shem of Rachman. Ed. And it land on the five bases. Basode, basusam, bachmorim, bagmalim, babokar. That's in what the makah was chal. That's a sholachti es yodi, I held back the yad. Rather than show the yad, I showed koyach. And that to be Moridika lesson. The lesson is that the Rebbeinu Shalom is a Rachman. It's a lesson to teach the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is on Neugewiss. No. What time?
4:08.
One more. Well, it's right in the 2 years of Acheret. Okay, but you could take that for the next one, because I just told you before, I thought on Charvah Shlufa V'Yodah in the 2 years of Yerushalayim. But what is the difference between Yod Chazoka and Zoraya in the 2 years? Netuya means that it's still active. Yod Chazok is there was a big club, right? Yod, take a hand and give a bang, a slap, a bang with a hammer, a sword, a bullet, whatever it is, but this Yod Chazok is an event. Yod Chazok. So in Netuya means it's not over with. It's stretched out, Netuya. Yes or no? That means you're under the gun. The Zoraya Netuya is what I told you. It's to me, that was such a, like, I mean, the eye-opener. That cloud hanging over there. Cloud. A billion clouds are packed up in the hurricane that's a few hundred miles in diameter. And it's hanging there, ready. In an instant. How could a person, you know, you'd like... It reminds me of what the Darshanim all speak about. What does it say by Marcus Bukhoris? Vayokam Paro Laila. It's the biggest moifus of all. Paro is the Bukhor. Right? Paro saw everything else happen. There wasn't one thing that he had in his fake. It all happened precisely like Moshe Rabbeinu said. And what did Paro do that night? He went to sleep. Got into his pajamas and he went to sleep. How could a person like just blot out from his mind that Zoraya Netuya is something that should terrify a person, shouldn't be more a person to run to do tshuva, chotznem a tilim. In the end, I'm going to say something, a tilim. Yispaul misha ha'ezhra nechosem shaloi. A person wants to, the sword is hanging there in the air. It's drawn. There's, he wrote, Chaim Shapiro from Baltimore, he wrote a few books about Zichronis from Europe. That was his name. You know stories about from Kletsk to Yerushalayim, stories. So he says, in his shtetl, there was, two or three mishagoyim. People cracked up. So, the bunch of Kozakin came to town. The Kozakin are the wildest of all the Russians, and they used to, riding on horses with swords and all kinds of things. Very, very explosive people. And then they came to town. Everybody hid in their houses and locked themselves up and went into the cellars, expecting the worst. In the meantime, there was a meshugner. What could he do? So he ran out into the street, and he ran over to the first Cossack on a horse, and he went to him, and he tells him, "How dare you come in the street?" She says, the Cossack said, pulled out his sword, ready to chop him off. Oh. And the Cossack said, "Put away that sword." He says, "I'm Mashiach." So he saw he was a Meshuggah. So he saw his Meshuggah. So what should he do? He had a problem. The Cossack, once he pulled out the sword, he doesn't go back. He saw that he's a Meshuggah, you can't touch a Meshuggah. So, but he has to do something with the sword. So he took it out and he held his hand and he gave him a tiny little scratch. He should have what to be chalde. The charbo shlufa biyodim. Something's going to happen. You just can't marzach nishvisendi. And that is Zroya Netuya. That's the chilik between Yod Chazok and Zroya Netuya. You know, the ladies have an expression, the same as alles upkommen mit Schreck. You know what it means? In Yiddish it means you should be yotze, the big, terrible thing that was going to happen, with being scared. It's alles upkommen, you should be yotze, get it, let it happen. Check just with the scare. So when somebody has a scare, so this is the way the old ladies have of saying that the scare, that should be the punishment that you were destined to suffer. The scare. It's also coming in check. So you consider it to be a harvocha. The Yod Chazoko is the actual action, but it's over with L'chol HaPachas. Right? And the Zeroy Netuya is the Pachat. That's there, which who knows what could be.
So as applied to Mitzrayim, it meant that they always had this hanging over them, that there would be more.
Right, hanging over here. There was they knew there was going to be another marker with another marker. Yeah. So we finished. Where should we stop? We'll stop by Meir Godel. Huh? Or it's late already. Okay. You know what? There was one CPT Mitzrayim that was stopped in the middle. Achavo, Talmidei, Yom Yom, and Rebbe Zayin.